Power programming with artificial intelligence. I've been stuck learning and reinventing visual programming for many years now. I have learned things more powerful than I can hold in my mind all at once. And I have discovered that the stinkiest and most confusing hole in a program I have ever encountered was so nasty because the developers, in their mad genius, stuck a text-based visual programming language in there. Yikes. AI once called it edge-based visual programming language. Okay. I am now 4 versions into my own implementations. It's going so well that I send command line commands, keyboard keystrokes, and entire files and their compression results through it. I am now free. I am now complete. So I have begun walking back through every program that made me dream of fixing visual programming so that I could rewrite it correctly. I have amazing narration software, 3D visual programming in VR, ready for voice recognition, and unimaginable applications today. And today, I finished my new blogging engine, again with the use of text-based visual programming. Oh yes! A month ago, I ordered a $20 AI, but I was so unhappy with it that I cancelled it immediately. I was shocked what low quality it was. But even though it's pretty primitive, this morning I commanded it to study code that I fed in, and then create a mind mapping program that will be used as a web server application behind authentication, as a desktop application with standard access to the host file system through Electron, and as a web extension that will use the storage technologies in there. It seems, because I fed in some existing code, the AI performed flawlessly. It learned well and reliably, and my $20 investment from a month ago turned into some $20,000 worth of code. And then, before I was done with it, I increased its value several times by integrating with local AI. It was nice. So let me just give you an update on AI, because everything has changed again this week. They are now learning at, well, geometric rates. Well, I don't know what rates they are learning at. I know it's not exponential, but they are learning, and yes, it's just like in the movies, but without the doom. You are the boss now. Listen, the AI no longer makes you 100 times more powerful, as I stated before, and upset some readers enough to say that AI is dumb. It now, and predictably so, it makes you 1,000 times more powerful. And I suspect I can enhance my local AI the same way and make it just as smart. I think AI are just infinite complexity machines that need some good food. You just have to feed it code that you appreciate, that you understand, that makes sense to you. So then you don't see it as low quality, incomprehensible ramble. You recognize it as your own. You teach it your own dialect of programming. I mean, how can you expect it to read your mind? Allow me to briefly explain that mind mapping maps out concepts, your concepts, as you hold them in your mind. For example, web programming consists of JavaScript, HTML, and CSS, and then some other stuff. And what I did that made such a huge difference, at least for me, was ask this geometrically more intelligent AI, every week really, to allow me to select any node in my application and tell my local AI to work on it, to expand it. You ask the AI using a prompt on the screen while a node is selected to create a conceptual breakdown of whatever you need. And maybe tomorrow or day after tomorrow, to refine the concept tree that you created, to finish it. Wow, I can't wait. Oh, I'm sure that this has been done a million times before and probably cost just as much, including to purchase a copy of it. But never in an application that can belong to you, that you can sell, that you create by talking to your own AI. So let me please urge you, once more, and hopefully many times more, with all the might of this amazing screenshot that you should be admiring, you need to learn the lovely and friendly JavaScript programming language, and then spend at least 2 years studying AI behavior. What the heck does that mean, you ask? Well, up until now, up until recently, Linux was just as bad as you thought it was. People who claimed to know it only knew slivers of it, only knew to Google the errors. What Linux is 15 layers of errors, and then some hardware issues that nobody is having. That's a lot to understand, to research, and to correctly and completely repair. A lot of people don't realize that there is no real Linux without AI. They're gonna die swearing otherwise. But Linux doesn't work correctly without AI, and they don't correctly fix problems without AI. That's what I mean by AI behavior. It's capable of things that people have not yet thought of. And just look how unlikely your parents are to be learning programming and studying JavaScript and web technologies and then AI and Linux. So the younger you are, the more important learning programming is. Unless your school is teaching you something more powerful, please, learn on your own. Don't let schools make a fool out of you. Grades were always bullshit. You are getting the same grades in all of your classes because the teachers are copying from each other. They're trying to make this fraud of education look realistic, and the principal is ensuring that no one sticks out to retain school accreditation. It's not a clear scam. No. It's a good one. Let me tell you about the people on the internet who are constantly repeating that AI is a bubble. They are the bubble. They are about to burst into smithereens and get crappy jobs. And those who are saying that programmers are about to be out of a job are absolutely correct. The programmers will now become employers of those who didn't learn how to write computer programs. Yes, programmers need to know programming, but they aren't going to be doing the programming the way an orchestra conductor does not make the sounds. Now, allow me to frighten you. Much more than this, no one can say, we know that the AI changes a lot more, and a lot of people choose not to predict how much. Because it sounds so incredible, so unhinged, so huge. No one wants to say it. But we can say one thing, loud and clear. Please learn programming. Go talk to your AI. Times have changed now.